Thank you so much for joining me today. I would like to share with you the gospel of peace. Has anybody ever presented the gospel in such a way to you that you just felt peace in what they were saying? That you just felt basically right at home, comfortable in what they were saying, that you didn't have to basically strive or to live up to something that they were saying as a commandment to do something or not to do something? Did you know that's what we're to preach and proclaim? And I declare that to you today. I'm bringing the gospel of peace to you, because if you bring a gospel of condemnation and judgment to someone, they're never going to receive that. They're never going to be at peace with God or peace with themselves. Let's look at what the scripture has to say in Romans 10, about verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written. Now every time it says, as it is written, it's getting the text from the Old Testament. Now listen to this. This is wonderful. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. You know, you could say the opposite of that and say, how ugly are the feet of those who preach a gospel of condemnation, which is no gospel at all. You know, you wouldn't want anybody coming to you, telling you that you're going to hell if you don't repent, turn or burn, with a message like that. You know, you're always going to fear the one who has reconciled you with that message. And that message is an error, folks. I'm here to tell you. God is a God of love. He's a God of peace. Actually, you know the story. He sent Jesus Christ, his own son, to bear our sins that we could have peace with God. In other words, the struggle is over. The war is over. All we have to do now is to enter into that rest. Let's look over here. I want to share with you another scripture in the Old Testament, Isaiah 32. Verse 17, it says, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. You know, the gospel of peace, when it is brought to you, it's an assurance. You know, it's a stable gospel. It's a stable life. You know, when all the whirlwind and the storms of life is coming around you, you can rest in God's peace and be assured, you know, that you will not be swayed. Let's look over here to Romans chapter 5 as well. This will bring it a little bit in line with New Testament perspective. I'm going to read chapter 4, verse 25 and 5, verse 1. It says, speaking of Jesus here, this is Paul speaking to the Romans, who was delivered up because of our offenses or sins, and was raised because of our justification. You know, it just wasn't enough for Jesus to come and die for our sins. That he had to be raised where we could be righteous and have that peace and experience that peace in our hearts with God. Listen to chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the gospel in two verses, basically. He was delivered for our sins. He took on our sinful nature. You know, he died our death, and he was raised. He was resurrected from the dead so that we could have justification, so that we could have peace with God. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're not hearing a message that brings peace and tranquility to you, that brings hope and that brings righteousness to you and the favor of God to you, you're receiving the wrong message, and that will twist your thinking. You know, that will never allow peace to start coming into your mind. You know, when we start understanding the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and that the righteousness that we have been given, Jesus' righteousness, we have peace, we have tranquility. We're not, we don't struggle in our mind no more. We've been delivered from a sin conscience. And that's how we can approach God boldly at the throne of grace. Even when we have made a mistake, even when we fell short, even when we've sinned, you know, we can approach God in the assurance that he's not mad at us, because He sees us through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the shed blood of Him. That's how we approach God. You know, you cannot approach a judgmental God in confident assurance that He's going to receive you if you have a guilty conscience. See, that's what the gospel of peace does, folks. It alleviates any kind of work or any kind of failure that we can do. You know, God loves you and He accepts you in the Lord. And you know, that's the ministry of reconciliation. It's God made peace with mankind. And when you believe that, you're going to experience this peace. And so when you're browsing around for books, or when you're searching online for some kind of ministry to listen to and watch, you know, I recommend that you find one that shares the gospel of peace and who shares the righteousness of God with you, because that is the assurance of your foundation. I mean, if you don't know that God is at peace with you and that He has made a way for you to be justified through the Lord Jesus, then you can never enter into His rest.